Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, Conversations with Government Leaders. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government. The endowment was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. To find out more about the endowment, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour focuses on outstanding government executives who are changing the way government does business. Tonight's special guest is Raymond W. Kelly, Commissioner of the U.S. Customs Service. Welcome, Commissioner Kelly.
Good to be here, Paul. Thank you.
Joining us in our conversation is Craig Petrin, a consultant with PricewaterhouseCoopers. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Paul.
Commissioner Kelly, in this first segment, we'd like to talk to you about your career in public service. I understand that you have more than 30 years of experience, so I guess I'd be interested in asking you about your career and what drew you to public service.
Well, what drew me to public service was, I guess, a cliche, but the opportunity to, or the potential to make a difference. And in fact, I can't think of a better way to make a living, at least for me. Public service has been very good. I started as a police cadet in the New York City Police Department. It was a program to get college graduates, college students, and then ultimately college graduates into policing. And I became fascinated with policing as a result of this part-time job. I was also able, at the same time, something I wanted to do because I had three older brothers in the Marine Corps, to join the Marine Corps. So I joined the Marine Corps Officer Candidates Program while I was in the police department, went on active duty in the Marine Corps, was on active duty for a little over 3 years, went to Vietnam, came back to the police department, and had sort of a parallel career in the police department and in the Marine Corps Reserve for 30 years. So public service, particularly policing, has just been absolutely for me the most rewarding career I could have chosen.
And then how did you end up with the Customs Service? How did we make?
Well, circuitous route, but I was in the police department for 31 years. I was the police commissioner, the highest ranking person in the department, and I left in 1994. I joined the faculty of the Wagner School at the New York University. I then was asked to go to Haiti to be in charge of the police monitors, which was part of the U.S. intervention in 1994. I had some 1,300 people, 850 professional police officers from 20 countries, some 300 interpreters, U.S. military folks. Our job was to monitor the activities of the Haitian police force. I then left that assignment. I was asked shortly thereafter by Robert Rubin, the then Secretary of the Treasury, to become the Undersecretary of the Treasury for Enforcement. The U.S. Treasury Department has about 40% of all of the law enforcement personnel in the federal government. And in that position, we had the U.S. Customs Service, Secret Service, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and other law enforcement organizations in Treasury reporting to that position, and then, of course, ultimately to the Secretary of the Treasury. And the position of Customs Commissioner became available in 1997, and by 1998, August 1998, I had asked Secretary Rubin agreed that I can and should become the Commissioner of Customs. So that the official swearing in was on August 4th of 1998. I've been there ever since, and it's a terrific job, a terrific experience. I really enjoy it.
Commissioner, what are some of the biggest changes that you've seen in public service jobs since you started working in public service?
Well, obviously, automation. I've been in public service now since 1962. There's been a huge change in the use of automation, the use of technology, and of course, it's only just begun. But it's had a significant impact in law enforcement throughout America, and certainly a tremendous impact in the Customs Service. And in addition, I've seen a change as far as awareness of customer needs and customer concerns. We don't oftentimes refer to the people we deal with in the public sector as customers, but they are our customers. And I think it's fair to say that government in general now is much more sensitive, much more aware of the needs of its clientele than it was certainly when I started. So I would see those two phenomena as being the most significant ones during my time in public service.
Can you contrast the management challenges that you've seen? You have a career in the police, you have a career in the Marines, and now a career in federal government. I'm wondering if those are similar management challenges or much different?
Well, the technical aspects are different. In other words, the knowledge that you have to have. Customs is a very technical, complex organization, dealing with some very complex organizations on the other side, businesses that we have to interact with. But I think a lot of the leadership principles are the same, irrespective of where you operate, private or public sector. I mean, situational leadership is also significant. You have to adapt your leadership style to the situation as they change. But I think the fundamentals remain the same. I mean, people want integrity in their leaders. They want people who are able to communicate. They want people who do know the business. The world is changing, but I think some of the leadership principles are kind of standard and are fundamental to leading big organizations.
We've had a lot of people sit with us who had a long career in the private sector, who then came to the public sector, and they were somewhat surprised by how different it was to manage organizations which appear to be similar size and similar functions. Do you think that people who have a career in the private sector can make that transition?
Yes, I think people can make that transition. I mean, you're leading people, you're getting people to do what management wants, what the leadership wants, to achieve the goals of the organization. So I think, yes, there are some areas that are different, but I think fundamentally government is business. We do a lot of things the way the private sector does them, and in fact we want to do more things like the private sector does. One of the things that we say a lot in customs is we want to do business the way business does business. So we bring people in from the business world, from the private sector, I think is helpful to us in achieving that goal.
There's two areas you mentioned that differed throughout your career, or you've seen differences in as you've gone through your different positions. One was management challenges are different. Can you talk a little bit about some of the management challenges you encountered when you came into the Customs Service?
Well, Customs, as I say, is a very complex organization. We're the oldest law enforcement agency in America. We are charged with the responsibility of protecting the country from contraband. Obviously, we have a problem with drugs in this country. It's a major concern to us. We also collect revenues for the government. We're the second biggest revenue collector in government. We collect about $20 billion a year. There were some hot-button issues, certainly, that I faced when I came into Customs. There's concern about racial profiling. We search people at the border. It is an unpleasant but necessary function because we do have to protect America from contraband. So we instituted a series of management changes. We involve management more in the determination as to who is going to be searched. We embarked on a major training regimen for all of our inspectors. So we're trying to make the process less onerous, and certainly we want to make absolutely certain that no one is stopped or searched because of their race. And as I say, we've embarked on a major training initiative using all means that we can, using management and insisting on management involvement and determination of who was going to be searched. So that was I think that was, and still is, we're still obviously concerned about that issue. But that is a challenge there, a management challenge, an organizational challenge to keep the current system going.
Well, that's great. Now it's time for a break. We'll be back with more of the Business of Government Hour.